Спасибо, господин председатель.
Thank you, Mr. President. I do apologize to my distinguished colleagues for requesting the floor once again, but I did want to express our views on several of the issues that were raised during this discussion. First of all, I would like to answer the distinguished Ambassador Wood. If he didn't want to accuse us of something, then it would have been better to remain silent and not to engage in such manipulative words, which essentially did boil down to an accusation against us. That's the first point. Second point, we are not against the introduction of a national document, but with respect to document 2218, we have serious doubts, and I already expressed those. We would not have those questions if, for example, in the note of the Canadian presidency, it were to say that the new version in English was drafted by the Canadian delegation according to its views. We would have no objection if in Annex 2 of this document there were no official number, and if it said instead that this document were a proposal of the Canadian delegation with regard to the introduction of a technical amendment into the rules of procedure or into the English version of the rules of procedure. That's with respect to the introduction of a national document. With regard to the statement of the distinguished ambassador of the Netherlands, I would like to remind him of the rule which delegations follow at various international multilateral fora, which is that until everything is agreed, nothing is agreed. And therefore, we should not be limited in the introduction of new proposals to improve the draft report. Next. Some delegations expressed the view that the new version of paragraph 23 is the minimum to which they could agree. I would like to ask them what the maximum would be which they could agree to. For us, this maximum, this threshold, is our proposal, which we made today and which was sent to the president yesterday. As to our new proposal on introducing a new section in the report and on shifting a number of paragraphs to it, this proposal was submitted to the Secretariat and the Presidency on the 1st of September. Today it's the 6th of September. And this proposal was distributed to all the delegations. We believe that a week should be sufficient for delegations to have studied it carefully. But for the time being, since the 1st of September, we have heard no objection to our proposal. And we are therefore of the view that since this is a proposal from the Russian Federation, it cannot be regarded as non-constructive a priori. And the last point, on specifically the new wording of paragraph 23, I would like to ask colleagues to read it carefully and to pay attention to the fact that it appears strange, at a minimum, one would say. There's a phrase relating to the a role, a certain role. I don't know what a role means here. We're not in the theater. We're not on stage. We can't talk about roles played by delegations. Delegations assume certain functions, and they occupy certain positions. Delegations, and here if you read the text, it says that in some way the conference approves or agrees or allows for women and men of the delegations of member states to play some role. Now, I don't think that our conference holds such power to allow delegations to do this or not. We have a practice where any delegation of any member of any delegation of a member state, regardless of whether this delegate is a man or a woman, can occupy any post within the conference in line with the rules of procedure and participate in its work. Moreover, we are of the view that with this sentence, we are in fact interfering with the power of member states and delegations, as well as the Secretary General of the conference. And so this is wording which, given our arguments, we do not regard as acceptable. Those are all the comments I wish to make at this point. Thank you.
Estimados colegas, habiendo escuchado.
Distinguished colleagues, having heard from everyone, we will now suspend for 10 minutes to move this meeting to an informal one. Let me ask delegations who are extremely interested in paragraph 23 to approach the podium to see whether we can reach some agreement before we begin our informal meeting.